To hear all the clips of the show like this and more, please sign up to our weekly Nolan newsletter at bbc.co.uk/Nolan. Finance Minister Arlene Foster is due to meet a Treasury Minister to discuss Stormont's budget problems today. Yesterday, the Chancellor, George Osborne, fired a blunt warning to the Assembly on its looming overspend. He was answering a question in Parliament from the DUP, Sammy Wilson. Here it is.
Yesterday, as a consequence of the refusal by Sinn Féin and the SDLP to implement welfare reform, the Northern Ireland Assembly gave authority to departments to breach spending limits and increase spending by 6% over the block grant. What steps is the Chancellor going to take to ensure that assemblies and parliaments across the United Kingdom do not recklessly breach spending limits, increasing
them? Chancellor.
Well, the Honourable Gentleman raises a very serious question, which I suspect this House is going to have to come back to on a number of occasions. We have a clear agreement in the Stormont House Agreement, which we now expect all parties in Northern Ireland to implement, including Sinn Féin. And, frankly, it is not acceptable for any one devolved administration to simply breach the limits that have been agreed with the United Kingdom government. So that is something we are going to have to address. But as he knows, the key is implementing the welfare reforms that not only deliver value for money for the taxpayer, but also make sure that more people in Northern Ireland are released from the poverty trap and able to work.
Well, the Belfast Telegraph political editor, Liam Clark, with us this morning. So the money's not there in this fantasy budget, Liam. So they will breach their amount they're allowed to spend unless something's agreed quickly.
They will. I mean, this is just an opportunity to negotiate. This arrangement can't last in the long term unless either Sinn Féin blinks or George Osborne ponies up the money. And he showed no signs of that yesterday. In fact, he showed signs of wanting to been prepared to string this out, saying that the House will have to return to this on a number of occasions. Now, what's that for? Could it be for legislation to take welfare powers back? We don't know, but he's envisaging it coming up in the House of Commons again.
Well, that's the big one, isn't it? If they take the powers back, you were reporting yesterday that Martin McGuinness might walk. He might resign. Then everything falls.
He did. I mean, Martin McGuinness has said publicly that he would he would make a recommendation to the Ard Cóilíne, and other parties tell me that he's left him in no doubt that the recommendation would be that he should be allowed to resign. It's really anathema to Republicans to hand powers back to Britain. There's something that goes against their nature in that. And also, it might be an opportunity in which Sinn Féin could walk out convincingly, saying we fought these cuts to the utmost, they were ramming them down our throats, and that's something we're just simply not prepared to take.
Well, they could replace him with
a volatile situation.
They could replace him with someone else.
They could replace him with someone else, but I would have thought that if the Ard Cóilíne gave permission, it would be a decision to pull out. I suppose this again, everything can be strung out in Northern Ireland. He could get permission to tender his resignation and then not do it or negotiate for better terms for a while. You never know, but it's certainly we are getting near the end game, and there's a prospect.
Well, hard close.
Well, I mean, that's really up to the government. George Osborne can do what he wants. He can extend our loans and he can keep this thing on life support for a while. But you would have thought it starts running out over the summer. Some departments that have been predicted to me will start running out of money then. And then by the autumn, we'll have a monitoring round and things would really hit the buffers at that stage. Now, coincidentally, there's talk in the Republic there could be an early general election then. So, if Sinn Féin could keep things going until there's an election in the South, that would be a good thing for them, but that can't be guaranteed.
Here's the other thing in my head, Liam. Let's go through this, walk through this scenario if McGuinness walks, right? Mm-hmm. So if McGuinness resigns, the Assembly falls, that triggers an election. So there is an election. Then we're back to the same situation again, are we not?
Well, some of the parties, the DUP certainly takes the view that there's no point in an election. I suppose you could say it was an elections and negotiations. We've had those before. But, yeah, if we assume the balance of forces will come out the same, then Sinn Féin are hardly going to fold, accept something after an election that they wouldn't accept before it. It's hard to see how it'll be resolved. I mean, you're into complete renegotiation there. You're probably into a period of direct rule with the Irish government, with heavy Irish government involvement. Now, over the next few weeks and next couple of months, they'll do everything they can. The British government will do all they can to avoid that, but I think they will stop short of simply giving us the money we want.
How will we feel this, ordinary people on the ground? How will we feel it?
Well, the longer this goes on, Stephen, the more chaotic it becomes because, you know, if you make cuts early in the year, you can plan and you can say, well, perhaps we don't need as high a level of maintenance there or we can cut this. But if you leave it till late in the year, then you've really no choices. You say, we have to stop cutting the grass now. We have to cancel this programme. We have to cancel the teachers. Because you just cancel anything you can. You can't really plan it. Anything that can be chopped off in a lump, you end up doing it. And that's the worst of all possible outcomes. Could give rise to, court cases and duties of care. We certainly don't want to be in that unplanned position.
OK, Liam, thank you very much indeed. Obviously, we'll stay across that.